share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Although plenty of drug syndicates across the nation have been busted, drug smugglers have kept trying to find innovative ways of smuggling drugs. Recently, the Penang Customs Department reported that they had managed to foil an attempt to smuggle drugs using courier services and have seized 18 kilograms of methamphetamine worth RM 1.8 million, which was found hidden in children's bicycle tires. The discovery happened during a raid on the courier company at Raja Uda Business Center. Penang Customs Director Abdul Halim Ramli said, acting on intelligence findings, a team from the department's narcotics unit raided the courier company at 6 p.m. on the 22nd of December and seized 10 boxes containing children bicycle frames and tires. Upon search, the team found a total of 104 packets of methamphetamine hidden in the bicycle tires in the 10 boxes. The drugs, weighing 18 kilograms, are estimated to be worth RM 1.8 million. He said that further investigations were being done to identify the sender, which was a bicycle seller in Penang, and the recipient, whose address was in an Oceania country. We believe the drugs were meant to be smuggled out of the country and the drug syndicate had used the courier service as a tactic to fool the authorities. He added, so far, no arrests have been made. The public with information on such a syndicate or activity are urged to channel the information to the authority so that it can be curbed, he said, adding that the case was being investigated under Section 39B of the Dangerous Drugs Act 1952. What an innovative way of trying to smuggle drugs. What do you think of this? Let us know in the comments. Also read, Majin mother and daughter spend months in jail after Australian authorities mistake tea for drugs. Source. Bernama Source. Bernama. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.